latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. And we'll start with news that Rafa Benitez has praised his players and says Newcastle cannot expect to be doing any better after failing to spend big. The Magpies head to West Brom on Tuesday night, still smarting from Saturday's 3-0 dropping by Watford at St James's Park, but with the Spaniard insisting his players are giving him everything. Benitez was less than impressed with the club's summer transfer dealings, which left him with a squad he believes is short of many of its competitors, including Huddersfield and Brighton, who came up with them. However, he's confident that he still has enough talent at his disposal to keep them in the top flight. He said, "The reality is that you want to sign a striker who can score 20 goals every year. It's £40 million. An average striker is £20 million or £30 million. We didn't do that, so we are where we are. We have to compete against Huddersfield, Brighton or Burnley, but we couldn't compete against those clubs and sign the players that they are signing. We couldn't pay the prices they were paying or the wages they were offering." And he went on to say, "This group of players can manage if we stay calm and continue in the same way. Our fans know where we are and why we are here. We have had a difficult month. We knew that before. We have 14 points and are in a good position. Are we happy? No. It could be better, but it could be worse." While midfielder Isaac Hayden will return to the Newcastle squad for Tuesday night's Premier League trip to West Brom. Hayden missed Saturday's 3-0 home defeat by the Hornets through suspension, but is available again for the game at the Hawthorns. Fellow midfielder Mikel Merino was used as a substitute against Watford after recovering from a back injury. Fullback Paul Dummett, central defender Yamal Lascelles, and winger Christian Atsu are still out injured. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.